Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. My name is Calvin, and before the episode starts and you hear me repeat all this again, a quick word of warning. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may contain fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other sensitive subject matters. So, listener discretion is always advised. Alright, well, with all of that said and done, let's go ahead and start the episode and listen to D&D the way it was meant to be endured. So much of this that I cannot share with the world. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. I, of course, am your GM, Calvin Piper, and these fine folk play the game of D&D with me. Tonight's prompt players, as we go around the room and introduce ourselves.
How would you hold the microphone if you didn't have the tripod like you do?
How would you hold That's the microphone? So I would hold it like this.
And it would string if you went in here most of the time. Which worked really well for when we were in quarantine and everyone was online.
As long as you're really charismatic, you can get away with it. I really like how last week we talked about Freddie Mercury, and now you're doing this really weird version of his long mic stand.
Short stick Freddie is what I call it.
We didn't even get to what the question is.
Yeah, how would you hold your microphone if you had to? There it is. There's the question. All
right. That's a bullshit question.
You got a better one?
Oh, I know. Yeah. How dare you?
This week's question is come up with a question that's better than have a what if you had to hold
this
your microphone?
This week's question is I'm running out of time, so we got to make this quick.
I would do it like... I would hold my microphone like Voldemort holding a wand.
What if you held it like a phone?
Oh my gosh, it's so loud.
Can you say the boy who lives? Come.
Come to die.
I don't like that pause.
He pauses at the wrongest spot.
And yet, that is where it is.
Gang. No feedback, don't do that.
That's like the one.
They don't feedback with each other.
Yeah, one time when I preached, I had to say the word Gatorade, and I said gay Torade.
Hey, chat, what if we just held our mics the normal way so it would be like a decent sound?
Great idea.
It's in the chat.
Okay, but whatever first, my name is Zach. I play Kestis Thimbleweed.
That's Matt. That's Drew. That's Zach. That's Matt. That's Michelle. That's Will. This is episode 31.
You did a good
job. Wild Magic School Bus.
Yes.
All right.
Zeke Magoo, Mel Turtle, level 6. Alt Wizards. Dang it.
Did you say Alt Wizards?
So the last time we were here,
the
adventurers had secured everything they needed to create the spell to
stop right there.
The void.
Oh, that's where we were. That's where we are. We and had so now everything we'll do we it. Needed. And now we're going to do our...
And oh, no, it's the weed thing all over again.
As Connie was securing some of the items that he collected after having a conversation with Caden... was ambushed, was attacked, his items stolen, and almost died were it not for the deft reactions of his
party members. A conversation was had and a agreement was reached that if they're going to do this, they need to be better at planning, or whatever the conclusion was. I wasn't paying attention. And that is where we find ourselves tonight, with all of you gathering back into your respective living quarters. A full rest can be had at any point if you have hit points you need to restore, spell slots you need to get back. As
we should maybe I would keep say, a couple people awake through the night.
Sure. I would say shifts. Within a few days will pass at this point, as everyone kind of lays low and kind of takes time. Unless there's something you would like to do specifically, I will say we'll give this a couple days of just kind of like laying low and waiting, planning your next move. In that time frame, is there anything specifically someone wants to be doing? Or we can just move on to the next time you reconvene to plan your next move.
What's the thread count up to? The sheets. You know? Pretty good.
It's you're getting. I would say you are very close. I would say you are. You feel like you've got quite a bit, and you're confident that you can't really stretch out and measure all of it. But you could be very close to having everything you need for the canvas.
Am I still on the swim team, or did I get demoted back to julienning the carrots?
I would say for the time being, no one seems to make notice of your change in jobs, and it seems to continue with the status quo.
Okay, two things I do over the next 4 days. Mm-hmm. I try out the catfish joke on everyone else on sea ships.
Make a performance check.
Okay. 22.
It's hilarious.
Okay, cool. Second thing I do is every day I am looking for just any signs of squid anywhere.
Absolutely.
Or like if anyone has seen a squid lately, whereabouts is it?
Absolutely. I'll let you choose what kind of a check this is.
It's a persuasion check.
Okay.
21.
You spend the next 4 days beginning to look around, perceive as best you can during your swims, inquire as nonchalantly as you can about
squid. Casually bring up
the conversation. As casually as you can.
Squid ain't
there
pasta.
Is one...
Delicious.
There is one time where you mentioned something about a squid, and one of the other divers who's like he's wrapping up some rope and kind of getting ready to end his shift says off in the corner, he's like, "Oh, don't get me started about squids again. If Roy hadn't been to such fondness for them, we wouldn't have to worry about them anymore. We wouldn't even have to have them around. But Roy had to go off and be Roy."
In Roy's defense, some cultures view the presence of squid as good luck.
That's what he would say, and we would be like, "Roy, you're a madman. These squids will kill us." And he's like, "No, they're fine." And he was just, you know, you befriended one, right?
I haven't. Oh, wait, you talking about Roy or a squid?
Roy.
I haven't befriended Roy yet, but in my village, we knew of someone in an adjacent village that was a part of their culture, and I wonder if Roy's from around there.
Well, I have no fucking idea where Roy's from. Point is that you befriended a fucking squid. And so now now every once in a while, if you're not careful, it'll sneak up on you while you're down there.
Right. Where is Roy still?
I don't know. Roy's on one of the other shifts.
Right. Alright, cool. I mean, I don't know. I would appreciate some good luck, especially while we're dealing with reef hammers down here.
Squids aren't good luck, I'll tell you that right now.
Huh? Well, no, to each their own. I respect your culture, respect mine. It's fine.
All right, and I'm going to pass that information on to any of the guys that are on other dive shifts.
Sure. Easy enough to do.
There's a squid there.
Send message.
Wait, there's a squid where?
Can I do just sort of a handful of little things?
Of course you may.
In between days. One, with the knowledge that there's a squid that this person is friends with?
Oh, I found that out at the end of the fourth day.
Oh, dang.
Well, we can expand time a little bit further. I do want to say one more thing during this kind of four-day period. I will say Wyatt, unfortunately, is the only one who can see this because he's got the highest perception out of everybody. With your passive perception, Wyatt, you do notice every once in a while there is, you will see Kaden nearby. Not right nearby, but within, like, you, within eyesight of you at some point. Maybe it may only be like once a day or maybe every other day, but you catch glimpses of him and like do the weird like lock eyes thing for a second. Like when you do with people in the store that you don't know or, you know, just
anything. You think you might kiss.
Or you do know or I don't know. Just, but yeah, you.
I mean, what?
You know that you are aware that he is keeping an eye on you or other people in your party. So, but yeah, that's just because you have a higher perception, so.
I'm going. I don't really have a ton that I'm doing right now, so I, just out of sheer curiosity,
you can get a little closer.
I'm going to switch the roles, and I'm gonna try to kind of like get to a point where, like, I know he's not watching.
Sure.
And then I'm gonna track him.
Okay.
And watch him. Watch. The group
noticing him, noticing you, noticing.
Yes.
Oh.
Noticing.
I'm just gonna watch him and sure. Actually kind of more or less like follow him around for a little while and
yeah.
See if
go ahead and make an active perception check for me then. Actually, this is yeah, I'll say it's perception. Yeah, it's fine.
Active perception.
Sure, why not?
No.
That's good.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a. Math.
Yeah.
20.
It's gonna be math.
20.
Right. 13 plus
9.
Oh,
it's 13?
It's a
19.
I thought. Oh,
it's
no,
it's 13.
It's
a
22.
That's a filthy
20. Yeah, with a. Filthy 22. With a 22, yeah, you're very easily able to kind of keep tabs on him as he, keeps tabs on other members of your party. It seems like in the few, you know, the time that you do watch him, he doesn't seem to be doing anything. He's just watching actively. And then after, you know, after 20, 30 minutes, he'll move on and do other things. But you do notice that he just kind of watches and keeps an eye and then moves on.
Okay. I'm just going to make that kind of like until somebody else seems to like need me specifically to be doing something right now. I'm just gonna keep that as my like daily thing. They're setting out doing the thing, and I'm just gonna kind of follow him.
Okay.
Whatever.
Can I maybe wander past where the builders are? Where there was chalk dust at one point.
Yeah, sure.
Just kind of peek through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you move into a section of the prison where there are, looks to be about 6 or 7 of them working on repairing one of the portholes or something. Yeah, you can walk up to them.
Hello, it's your favorite.
Nearby, if unless you want to walk into
there. Is there any chalk nearby? Or
like, make a perception check.
Okay.
Perceive the thing.
16?
You glance at their building supplies, and as you're kind of looking over to it to see if you can see anything that was resembling the chalk that you had seen before, they have none. They seem to be using some sort of a wet paste that's made up of, like, it looks like it could be like a vegetation of some kind or like some sort of. It's like a greenish black and it's almost kind of slimy, and they're using it as they would put stones in place and then use that to like patch over it or on the sides of it, almost like a glue. They are not using any kind of a powder there is none.
That son of a bitch. All right. Hello, it's your favorite entertainer. I'm leaving now. Goodbye. Have fun.
They kind of look in your direction as you talk, and then as you leave, they're just kind of shrug and go back go back to their job.
Diving team, I've had a thought. There's no chalk to be found. They've made it scarce. And I think that's because of us. She looks around. Where's Kate?
You're fine.
All right, I'm scared. I had a thought, though, just here recently,
and maybe my druid friend can confirm or deny whether or not that would work. But are there any coral reefs down there that are like dead coral?
So you're thinking like maybe, yeah, coral would count as rock,
like
and we can
dried...
grind it up and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dead, yeah.
Have you seen any of that down there?
I'm assuming we have. I mean, that's what is under...
I mean, yeah, there's rock. When you're hunting for the obsidian coral, there's definitely rock all over the place. Mm-hmm. And you and Barrios did see... I mean, you were at our shipwreck where a reef...
Like, on the shipwreck?
A reef is a strong term because reefs are in shallow waters.
Sure.
But there's definitely, like, life down there in, mm-hmm. like, a deep water reef, which was much scarier than I... It's probably not as scary as I'm envisioning it, but, yeah,
or,
you know.
There's got to be plenty of shells sure. down there, right? Maybe that could be ground in a fine enough
powder.
Yeah,
there's rocks and shells. Yeah, we could probably get some of that.
Because what is chalk if not calcium? What are shells if not calcium? It's all chalk. We're all chalk at the end of the day.
It's not calcium. Oh, sorry.
You're right.
I think I explained
what
this.
What are we if not our bones?
And if not
well,
calcium.
To that point, why don't we just take someone's bones?
No.
What?
Wow, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, I didn't see a bone pile. Is there a bone pile around here?
You mean to tell me the world wouldn't be better off without Cindy Lauper?
Listen, I just want to let you know rocks are not bones. I'm just going to interject that right now. Let's go back to the getting rock out of the ocean.
Are we looking for shivs? Chalk or are we looking for rock dust?
Rock dust.
What does the note say?
Stone powder.
Stone powder.
Stone. From the builders.
It does have to be stone, I presume.
Does it explicitly say from the builders?
Question mark. Stone powder is from
that
the
like a
stone powder from the builders?
So
question mark.
What if,
chalk? Question
what
mark.
What if we reframed our perspective and operated under the presumption that we know where to get it, we aren't yet sure how to get it?
Question: does anyone know what the use of the chalk in the incantation in the circle actually is?
You mean to make the writing on the ground?
Yeah, Zook, what's that about?
Or on the
Zook, master of the arcane arts.
22.
And also, what's the ink for?
with the 22, you have spent quite a bit of time kind of studying the layout of this spell and kind of trying to figure out how to piece it all together. You're still not quite sure what the intended way to do this spell is. Like, you're not able to connect the dots of like how this spell creates this effect, but you are pretty aware of how components work and how spells are created. You know that the ink is probably used to draw the sigils on the ground, and the powder seems like if it's combined with the gems, which also need to be powderized, could create almost like a something to mix in with at certain points to create a paintable like material. Like it could be sprinkled on the ink to create an effect. It could be ground with the ink and the gems to create some sort of a glittering
like a
paint
paste.
Of some kind or a paste of some kind. But you know that most people who use spells that require drawing something out, usually the materials are used in creating the sigil itself. So whoever that rock's powder is to be used, it's going to be to add to whatever the gemstones and the ink are a part of.
You basically got to crush and combine all the items and use it to draw the sigil.
What do we know about improvisational components and spells?
Well, here's the other question, is how fine does something have to be a powder? It's because all we're looking for is little bits of stone. We have an ocean floor covered
sand.
In sand.
You know, I said that when we first got here and everyone jumped down my throat for mentioning sand and saying how sand is not rock powder, but we've gotten
back to it.
Honey,
we would never treat you like that. Everybody, let's gaslight
him. Honey, I think you're remembering things wrong. You did just get stabbed the other day.
That was your mother who told you that.
I don't think that happened.
We said we love visiting the...
Connie, you sound crazy.
Connie's going to go back to his corner where he's been just like silently recovering and going over like everything I've ever known has been a lie.
Just going back and
I feel like Connie's been doing nothing but crunches because he thinks if he had a stronger core, he wouldn't have gotten stabbed.
Oh, no, he's totally working out the entire time. The entire time he is milling over all of this and doubting himself, he's still working out. So he's going to come out of it like...
Every halfling left in the prison. So he's like, go ahead, stab me.
You're exhausted. Then.
Right, yeah. So at the end of this episode, he is level 7. At least.
That's cool.
Yeah. Nice. That's cool. All the stabbing did it.
It's a really great theory.
We all took turns holding your feet for your crunches, so we're all level 7 as well.
Yeah, everybody else is level 7.
Everyone else gets it because they were...
Because we were in the room while you're doing crunches.
You know what? Shared XP, man. Tony has zero faith in himself and is not going to act.
Guys, I genuinely thought we were at level 7 right then. I was like, what are these dummies talking about? And then I looked down and it says level 6.
Yeah, I mean, XP-based leveling, Connie is killing his fitness goals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're killing it as his accountability partners.
Over a couple of days here.
Yeah.
Swimming and such, looking for coral.
Yep.
Can I do a couple of things underwater?
You most certainly can.
One.
Flip.
Yeah, one front flip.
Turn into a guppy.
Two.
You have to hold your nose when you do it, but I think it's possible.
I don't think a shark has to.
Oh,
then
you're
a reef
fine.
Shark front flip.
Oh, a shark doing a flip? Yeah, it's okay. Cool. Getting upside down. What's your
animal handling check for yourself?
It goes catatonic.
What's that?
If a tiger shark goes vertical, it goes catatonic.
That's what I was saying. It's like once they get to a certain position,
sharks go basically unconscious for as long as they're upside down.
That's what I was saying. Once you get to the upside down point, you just
gotta
float do it
for
a while.
You have to give it momentum.
Really? All you have to do is flip a shark.
All you gotta do is flip a shark upside down.
What a terrifyingly exhilarating moment. It's like, I'm doing it, blackout. I'm good.
So.
Did I do it?
So, while I'm down there, one pocket full of sand. Just.
As a shark.
Well, you know, an amount of sand.
A mouthful of sand. Because
I'm gonna swim back up as a little as a boy.
Because
I don't have to be a shark to swim around. It's just much easier.
It's much easier.
So yes, I'll do all of my searching
as
a shark.
It's fine.
And then
No, you're good.
So I'm going to get myself just like a little vest pocket full of sand.
Mm-hmm. It feels the same weight as Lawrence.
I miss him.
No, Lawrence.
Oh, yes. I gave him to Will. That's right. I was like, wait, where is he?
Still not here.
I get a pocket full of sand. I want to... See if one of those days I can just get a little chunk of obsidian coral
mm-hmm.
for myself. You know, get my quota and then a little chunk that I can
hide in your
stick
gums.
In a pocket.
Oh, yeah.
In
my sand pocket.
I'm going to ask for a sleight of hand check on this one.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Just specifically because that sand, easy. Obsidian coral.
Of course.
The one thing that keeps you alive down here.
Of course.
I mean, air keeps me alive, and it's easy.
That is a 21. Oh, I'm tempted to add to it.
Do you want to add to it?
Add
Should
to it.
Add
I'm going
to
add one knack for it die. These days aren't real. I'm going to add both of my knack for it die for this
These
day.
These aren't real.
How many days we not use them?
That's a 28.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I add a +5 to my perception. You want to tell him what that was?
I can't tell from over here. Is it nat 20? I can't read that
code. I can read it from over here.
It's
What's
18.
Wrong with your eyes?
So had you not rolled, would have noticed.
Now we're on.
Well
That's
done.
My girl.
Almost got me in the face.
Well done.
So
days aren't real. That's what we've learned.
Little chunk of obsidian coral. Yep. And like these can be spread out over the 4 days. One
For
day
sure.
is sand day. One day is
For
coral
sure,
day.
Yeah.
And then one day, as a shark. I want to go on a squid hunt with the advice given to me by Bot Rios and his guidance towards of maybe friendly squid.
Yeah.
All I want to do is find a squid.
Okay.
I just need to see one.
Make a... I say survival or nature. Your choice.
Ooh. I forgot I was good at survival. And this is on a different day than the obsidian coral.
Good call. Good call.
Which makes it a 17.
17. As you are exploring the ocean, you don't really see... You're not able to find any squids out here.
It's freaking squids.
The depth is to the point where anything that is alive is either higher up or much, much lower. Mm-hmm. And just kind of as you're searching, you don't really see any squids in the area that you can search during your time.
Can I? I've never tried this before.
Yeah.
There are squids in the void somewhere, right? Like we
there
eat
was
them occasionally.
There was when Connie got the squid ink.
Can I try to like get? I don't even know how to ask this question. Can I talk to someone who works in the kitchen
for sure
about just seeing what
yeah,
things
you absolutely
are like
can.
Back there?
You absolutely can.
I just want to see if you know, being underwater gets difficult. You know, I've got hooves. I'm starting to notice in the hooves. They're getting a little bit soft, I think. Mm. Might be good to not be soaking them quite so much. I try not to get them wet.
Salt water's bad for your... Bad for the... It gets in there and you...
For everything.
Well, for fingernails or her. I have fingernails in 6 years from all the sultans. And the salt is everywhere.
I think I need to maybe stay out of the water for a little bit. And my friend Barrios was telling me that I might be okay at kitchen doings.
Oh, you working up here in the kitchens with us then?
If there's a spot for it.
For sure, for sure. We could always use the help.
I don't know if you need anything mashed or something like that.
Oh, sick.
You know, just with your pliable hooves, we might be able to make something work with that.
God, the fastest, the worst funkiest, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Just lightning speed mashed potatoes. Okay, and then in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Are there any? Here's three things.
Yeah, go for it.
Now that I've done three other things, here's three more things.
Yeah, go
in
for it.
In the kitchen, are there any? One, squids that need to be processed.
Okay.
Two, drinking water that is corked in any way or any other liquid that is corked.
Sure.
And anything sort of like hay or straw-like. Any wheat?
Make a... This is going to be an investigation check.
Of course.
I will say, before you roll,
mm-hmm.
you can either roll one time for all three or roll each of them for each item. Choice is yours.
Let's roll them individually.
All right. So the first one is?
This is for...
Your
this
call.
This is for cork.
I think maybe we
get a bad one out of the way.
Sure.
I was right. That is a 7.
With a 7...
How do we drink water down
so
here?
So, most of the water that is found in here is natural... Is water that is coming from the rock itself that's the void is built out of. And most of it collects in basins and is then... usually people, scoop it out with... They take their tin mug and they scoop it out. Or they take their little wooden... You know, whatever it is. And they scoop those things out.
Okay.
So, there's not much cork that you can find at this time.
That's fine. Squid.
Oh,
he's
six.
About to die.
With a 6, we'll get back to that one. Go ahead and roll the last one.
And just something strolling.
And I'm glad you didn't use your knack for it.
My
silly.
Lord, that is a 1 minus 1.
Oh, geez.
It's a 0.
Yeah,
there is not anything.
Not any shell that you can find. in your kind of perusing for squid, you do... somebody does one of the 90s
alternative band, I think, right?
One of the
Bruising for Squid.
That's a band name.
Right,
one of the workers does one of the workers is like, we did have squid at one point, but there was something about it wasn't well, it was bad. Something bad happened. They put a kibosh on any school. We're not allowed to have any more.
It's a bad enough role that we're never going to have squid again.
For the time, they told us we were not serving it for a while. It must be a contamination or something, but they're not letting us use it for anything at this point, so.
I hate when that happens.
I mean, Roy's happy about it, but not much else, so.
Who's Roy?
Oh, Roy's one of the prisoners here. He has a thing about the squids. He befriended one and thinks that they're intelligent or something. So he's pretty... Oh.
Well, squids are pretty smart.
This place seems to really...
Compared to most fish, at least.
Sure, if you think if you like them, I guess. But anyhow, point is that Roy was a big advocate of telling us, oh, we should
sort of
eat
a
the squid.
Fisher friends, not food type?
Pretty much, yeah. And so
I've met a couple of those.
Once they told us that we weren't allowed to serve it, he would gloat every once in a while. So that's just, I mean, yeah,
small battles, I guess.
The one positive changes.
Well, that makes sense. Go back to
You're doing all right, John.
Thanks, I'm working really hard.
Is that how you mash potatoes?
Yeah, hooves. Just two hooves.
That's what it sounds like.
File a mental note to go talk to Roy.
Okay. Anyone else doing anything in this time frame?
Yes. I think I'll go see my good buddy Kofi.
The blind guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Blind druid.
You make your way down to the lower levels where Kofi resides. You head to his chamber. Mm-hmm. Everything is quiet, and you can see sitting, legs crossed, hands resting on two corners. He's in a corner of the room, and both hands are resting on, like some sort of fungus or some sort of algae that is just kind of growing on the walls, and it kind of gives this little glow and kind of ripples out as his hands are on it. His eyes are open but clouded as he just kind of stares forward. And as you approach, you see he turns his head in your directions.
Well, hello, my good friend. I'm sure the fungus told you I was coming.
He did mention it, yes.
Well, no sneaking up on you, is there?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What can I do for you?
Well, Kofi, the last time we talked, you told me some good advice. And said, hey, keep your mouth shut. Well, some of us didn't keep our mouths shut too good. And so now some of the key components we are looking for have become quite scarce down here. You're not a snitch, right?
Maybe lead with that.
I suppose it is too late to ask that sort of question now, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. But you seem pretty trustworthy. I like the cut of your jib, so.
You have only known me for.
Not people's jibs.
You have only known me for a short amount of time.
And so far.
You would not have liked me when I was younger.
Ah, but you're not younger.
And not much wiser, it seems.
I did have a question, and potentially a favor to ask, if you're so willing. I have a friend who's kind of like you, can change into animals and such, and we need squid ink. which has been very scarce here. And I think he's been trying to transform into one, maybe, or get the components to do it, but he's having zero luck. Could you turn yourself into a squid and give us some ink? Bioluminescent would be best. Right. Oh, wait, you can only turn into things that you've seen. How does that work?
He turns into a giraffe and says, look, I'm a horse.
All of his animals are just kind of fucked up.
They all blend together after a while.
The answer is simpler than you would think.
It's a no, isn't it?
I do not change shape.
No! That's dreadful. Both for your purposes and for mine.
It is a burden I bear, along with many others.
What if you could just do it by feel? That'd be interesting.
It would make things much simpler.
All right. Well, I guess that's all I really had to ask you. Also, how are you doing? You doing well? You look healthy.
Good save.
I am fine.
All right, well, mashed potatoes are on the menu, and Kestis has been hard at work. They're going to be smoother than you've ever had them before. So.
From somewhere you hear the echoes of do, 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 echoing louder than Connie's screams for help.
That is what
mashed potatoes are going to be awesome.
Ah, the mold probably told you. There's mold in the potatoes, too, isn't there?
It is good to hear from you now.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you, too.
Was that what it was like flirting with him when y'all were first seeing each other?
Yeah, Calvin wouldn't ever make eye contact. He was afraid of her.
Uh-huh. He like, pretended to be blind for a while.
When I fell into the pit of
acid. You want to hold... Hey, you want to hold my hand? No.
It's good to hear from you.
No. I've never done that.
I could do a great impression of a squid.
It's Calvin turned into an octopus.
Oh,
he's very talented.
I mean, to her benefit, I did date before her, so I knew kind of how it worked.
He knew how to turn into an octopus.
What? When?
We'll talk about it later.
All those tentacles.
Oh my!
The dexterity.
Okay.
I suppose you don't know anybody who could help us.
Man, they're all alike. Eight hands. Oh.
None of them.
He just kind of sits there and slowly shakes his head and says,
I'm sorry, I cannot be more help.
Damn, it was worth a shot. Hey, does he like me? Are we friends?
Who?
Kofi.
Make an insight check.
Okay. And that's what their first date ended like. Do you like me? Are we friends? Is this working?
It's a five.
Hard to tell.
He hates you.
Oh, God.
His eyes are unreadable.
Wow, Calvin. You feel good about that?
Yeah, he's my character. I made him blind. I feel great about it. I can make him not blind if I choose.
He's cool.
Very easy to do.
All right, well, I'll leave you to whatever it is that you do with your hands on the wall.
Reading.
What do you do with your hands on the wall?
Commune with nature.
Oh, send a couple squids up the water hole, please. Just have them flop up there if you could.
That's not how that works.
Damn.
I mean, their entire first date was Michelle throwing out ideas. And it doesn't work that way.
All right. Well, if you happen to come across one, just...
Bowling. That's not how that works. mini golf. That's not how that works.
It does not work.
A movie. Unfortunately, that is not how that works.
How will we have conversation in cold dark room?
Calvin, can you stop speaking that weird accent? No, that is not how that works.
You will eat bread. We go to Olive Garden.
Okay.
I'll leave.
Anyone else? Anyone else want to do anything as the days go on?
2 for 20. Inflation not hit yet. I've got nothing. I did my thing.
Anything. Okay.
I
did my best.
Mats, what do we got going
on? Mats, you guys want to do anything?
Did I understand what he was trying to communicate about this guy, Roy? I mean, it's been... Right? You told us about Roy.
Yeah. His acting skills need work. He hasn't been able to commune with the moon in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you get the
eventually
gist
you
that...
you really quietly told us.
Yeah, that Roy is the guy to seek out.
Roy's got a squid connection.
Yeah. If you're on Roy's shift, which is not shift A right now...
We just gotta get on a shift list, is what you're saying.
So Connie's gonna keep his head down after okay. all this shit.
Yeah.
But if no one's having any luck, he will, in his sneakiest fashion ever, try to get in touch with Roy. Like, pass without trace.
Yeah.
So shadow step his butt over there. He's not does not want to be seen by anyone.
Throwing features and traits out into the wind, being like, hope these all make it work.
As soon as he says the name Roy, he smells burlap again and gets stabbed by a poop knife?
100%.
Okay, gotcha. You got this, buddy.
Okay, so you begin
that
to...
That foot out.
I would say... No. Let's start off with... we'll start with a stealth check.
Oh, poor
for him? For him, yes.
You're doing this again by yourself?
You're watching Caden for some reason. You're more than welcome to jump in and help him if you want.
Well, Caden can't sneak up and stab him if you're also watching Caden.
That's true.
Yeah, but Caden's also not a halfling.
Well, yeah, but the halfling's dead. We don't have to worry about that guy.
Oh, yeah, because there's only one halfling in all of 5e.
And also, there's only the halflings are allowed to stab.
Well,
bold of you to assume it was the halfling did it.
Cool.
I mean, this is how genocide starts.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Connie gets out and instantly is like, kill all the halflings.
Kill the halflings.
Basically Sauron.
Yeah.
Raise the village.
I mean, is Caden right now watching
the
group?
Nope. It's few and far between. So you are more than welcome to do other things.
Okay.
35.
Caden makes me think of Common from Silo.
35. How?
15 plus 10 with pass without a trace.
There it is. 35.
So plus 20.
35. All right. You make your way to the docks searching for the next couple days, kind of keeping your eyes on the shifts and stuff like that. And there is, at one point, you do see an individual who people do call Roy at one point. He seems like he is an older humanoid. He... looks like he might have a little bit of dwarf blood in him because he has, while his hair is thinning and kind of gray up here, he still has a full black beard that is not gray at all.
Like the opposite of me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a big person. He seems like he's middle age plus. He's a little wiry, but he's not. You know, he seems like he's a good natured. Fella, for the most part, keeps to himself. But, you know, people address him as Roy, and he kind of waves to him and goes about his day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can see him, and you now recognize him, so at any point, if you wish to approach him, you're more than welcome to.
I'd love to approach him when we're someplace quiet.
Very easy to do, yeah. So, how do you broach him?
I think I just be where he's going to walk by.
Yeah. He walks by one of the cells that you're standing by and just is going on his merry way.
Hey there, Roy.
Yeah.
It's Roy, right?
Yeah, you know my name.
Oh, I've heard other people say, hey, Roy, when they pass you.
Yeah.
You're Roy, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm Connie. Yeah. Good to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, Connie.
I mean, I've heard nice things about you.
What kind of things?
That you befriended.
What are they telling you?
Well, really, only the one thing, that you befriended a squid, and now everyone respects you enough not to harvest squid anymore.
I know that's a gosh darn lie. Everyone hates me for it. They think that I befriended a squid, and now they're gonna draw more. I'm telling you, Scrimshy knows that he needs to stay far enough away to not cause problems. He just likes to hang out.
Well, I don't think... I mean, honestly, everyone I've talked to has said that they don't go after squid because you have kind of protection over them.
Really? Most people tell me I'm crazy and that I should probably tell the squid to bugger off.
Well, I mean, that they may say that too, but they're not harvesting squid.
That's right. They did tell us we were something about contamination, but I talked to Scrimshy and he said nothing about the... Nothing about there being a contamination in the water.
No, I've heard this just like a cover story for we just don't want to upset Roy.
Make a deception check for me.
We just don't want to upset Roy.
No, Okay, that's Drew's understanding of this situation.
That is not Connie's understanding of the situation. No one has ever told you that it was a cover story for Roy.
Okay.
This is the part where the whole party turns on Connie. And it's all been a ruse.
Oh my God.
Over a squid.
Bingo, we all got out of prison by turning you over to the squid.
16.
He watches you for a second and goes, "Yeah, I guess it makes sense. No reason to question it. It's awfully nice of him, I suppose. There's not much meat on squids anyway. Most of it's just like the gummy stuff, and it's not really that good."
Okay, I'm not going to ask how you know that, or if that's just
what the scrim she told me.
Oh, okay.
He's pulling pretzels out of that pencil bag, and it's weirding me out.
Pretzels from a pencil pouch.
Fun fact, that is actually a reusable plastic bag, so he is for the environment, even though he did leave my freezer open.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a front.
Hey, you still left my freezer open, all right? Are you giving you a little bit of little bit of grace? Little bit of grace.
Weren't you in the Gulf of Mexico in the 90s and early 2000s?
I mean, not for the whole thing. I wasn't in there the whole time, otherwise I would be...
You planted flowers in Antarctica to bloom, didn't you?
Oh, I love flowers more than I love polar bears.
You're right there, buddy. You're staring off into space for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering, the reason I was asking people about squid is I was wondering if I could get a hold of some squid ink, preferably the bioluminescent kind.
Why?
To make glow-in-the-dark lettuce.
Lettuce.
You know, like on my cell wall. I thought it would be like a new thing. Kind of like brighten things up.
This is also going to be...
I just did one.
You're going to have to do another one. Because this is for a totally different lie. This is also deception.
And Nell is there to also do deception.
You do have Nell's inspiration.
What's that?
You have a D8.
Oh, a D8?
It's a D8 now.
Dang.
Yeah, dude.
Can you just roll a 1? This is Al Gore's revenge.
You also have Knack for trying to help you, buddy.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's a new day.
Oh, it's a new day.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
It's a new life.
Squiddy.
17.
A 17. Yeah, I mean, you only needed a 13. That's fine.
13. And then I still have a 4. Great.
No, you have 4. You can bank.
You used them
for
all.
The next check that you need to make.
Was it Josiah? It was like, I rolled a 20 earlier. No, you can't use that.
It's like, cool. I'm going to hold on to these rolls for later.
Oh, so, real quick sidebar. One of the characters in our other campaign had gone to death saving throws, and we got out of combat. And he kept rolling and said, "I'm alive." He's like, "How?" He's like, "Well, we're out of combat." He goes, "I didn't tell you we were out of combat." He's like, "Well, we were done fighting, so I assume I just roll." He's like, "You can't do that."
It was like how you are with rules. Mm-hmm. He was with dice. Was like, that's not how that works.
I'm going to try that.
It was pretty great.
Bank just a couple nat 20s.
Roll the d20. He's like, "Hey, I got a 20. Yeah. I'll save it for later."
But you have to roll them before you set them aside.
Nope.
Oh, he actually did it.
I know you rolled a d20, and I'm proud of you, but no.
No,
you can't bank it for
roll
later.
An actual 20 right there. That's wild, and it's for nothing.
Save it for later.
No reason.
No, because bank you it. Said 20, and I rolled a 20.
Yeah.
I'm
what does that mean?
I'll
the
do
DM
it too.
Now.
It's not.
Yeah, I'm the
you
DM.
You want to run this campaign? Be my guest.
Let me tell you, we would have gotten a lot more different kind of weed throughout this game.
Okay, ready? I am. You are Connie now. I am the DM. Ready, go. What's happening?
We're out.
You're asking
if
me?
You're the
I'm
DM,
playing.
No, what are you doing, Connie? Yeah, this is like, what is Connie
what
doing? We were right in the middle of
having,
Connie doing
I was having
stuff.
A conversation with Roy.
Yeah. So...
And now
Roy
it's Roy's
believed
turn
you.
To talk.
Roy believed you.
And so
yes.
All right, and we pick up
yeah,
the scene.
Yeah, I wanted it to
now.
Paint. I wanted it to paint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanted it to paint everything.
Oh, how does Roy talk?
How does Roy talk, DM?
You were just talking.
Yeah,
to
what
Roy.
Does Roy sound like, DM?
The last it's the last
yeah.
voice coming.
Roy, what facial expression does Roy make?
Where? Yes, my squid.
He's not blind.
Yeah, my squid does make my squid does make glow in the dark ink, and here is some.
I keep some with me all the time. Never occurred to me to make lettuce on the ceiling with it, but go ahead and have fun.
You look up, and at the, in the ceiling of Roy's cell, it's probably glowing stars. It's got a little kid's bedroom stars.
We can't do two episodes,
you
guys.
You gave Roy like a kind of,
I mean,
like,
it's 9 o'clock
holier
right
than
now
bobble that he didn't have before.
Hey, at least I've done two now.
That is
so
just what I do
that
for
I actually
Calvin.
Have them now,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, when I'm embodying Calvin, I'm like, fuck off you.
That's Calvin's head, not Roy's.
I'm better, because I'm a DM.
That's... Some people say that when he DMs, he has like a squillium kind of face. Have you thought about that before?
Squillium Fancyson?
Yeah, Squillium Fancy.
So...
I like that we experience this as like 3 hours of real time, but I do like that what happens in the release schedule is we do one good episode and then one chaotic
episode
and then one good episode and then one bad episode. Yeah.
That or it's one really long, really good, bad episode.
Yeah. I think had we not broken it up and Jura and I went to the couch to relax, we probably would have stayed tight in the pocket and been really profesh.
Wow.
Yeah, because you guys would have fallen asleep and the rest of us would have gotten some content out there.
not on me for that. So, all right. Back to the conversation.
You want Squid Ink to paint your walls?
Yeah, you know, decorate things.
Yeah, I suppose it could be kind of dreary in here.
Anything to improve morale, right?
See, problem is, though, is that I can't just give it to you because it's not mine. It's Squimshy's.
Sure.
He can do what he wants with it. So you'd have to talk to Squimshy to ask him yourself.
He's kind of friendly.
Yeah,
he
great. If you'd like to make an introduction, I'd love to talk to him.
Sure. I mean, yeah. Are you a diver or what's your job down here?
I am a diver, but better than that, I got a friend who can turn into other critters. So actually, once he saw Squimshy, he could turn into
Squimshy.
Say it again.
Squimshy.
He's my squid.
Squimshy. See.
Squid Rock was right.
Squimshy.
She.
Squimshy.
Squimshy.
Like kimchi, but squimshy.
Squimshy.
Yeah. Squimshy.
Oh, okay. So my friend, when he sees Squimshy, could turn into a squid and then they could talk.
Well, I talked to Squimshy. I don't turn into a squid.
Well, I mean, would I be able to understand Squimshy talking?
Can you speak to squid?
My friend can. I can't.
Well, we'll have to figure that out, because... I mean, I could introduce you, but I'd also need to know who your friend is so I could introduce your friend. I mean, I can't just be bringing people to Squimshy's presence without asking for explicit...
My friend's a diver, too. Could we meet you down at the swim hole?
Sure, next time Squimshy's around.
When do you think that'll be? Squimshishin?
Vernal equinox.
I can...
In two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Tell you what, friend. I'll put it out there that I want to talk to Squimshy again, and... you and your friend can join us, and if Squimshy likes you, we'll broach the subject of the ink. But Squimshy doesn't like you, they don't have to give it to you, and that's their right.
You're absolutely right, and I wouldn't even think about wanting it anymore. I would change my mind and decide I wanted something completely else because
that's
it was their right not to give it to me.
That's the spirit. You'll find it understanding what we have been sorely lacking about squids.
Consent.
They're just like you and me.
They're just the people, just like us.
They're just the little, they're eight-legged, squishy versions of us.
Squids have lots more legs than... Hey, what the... no, it's fine. Yeah, fantasy squid, 8 legs.
No, Squimshy's real. She's not a fantasy.
Nope.
They have 10.
Yeah.
At least.
It's 2 arms and 8 legs.
I believe it would be 2 tentacles.
No, no, 2 arms, 8 legs.
8 arms and 2 tentacles.
No, I've spoken to Squimshy. It's 2 arms. Who are all you people? What are you doing here?
Hello.
8
arms. Okay,
hey,
8 legs.
Hey, fun fact, the Kraken is actually a giant octopus, not a squid.
Fun octopus fact, no one's actually really sure what the Kraken is. There are multiple origin options.
I mean, the Titans. It's a giant lizard.
Let me run this by you. Fun fact. I don't know that we could say confidently what the Kraken is
<That's what I'm saying. laughs>
with any amount of assurance, as it is nothing.
One of the theories about it is that it's a giant like monster that has the body and head of a man and eight legs that are each dogs.
Oh, the legs are dogs. Squid are way more capable of feeling than we are. They have three hearts.
The legs.
They have three hearts.
Yeah, they have three hearts. Also, they reproduce sexually.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, I said what I said really confidently, but I said it in that like way that, that white men do where it's like, this is fact.
Their legs are dogs.
It, but it wasn't.
I was like, what does that even mean? Their legs are dogs.
About no, that's what I mean. That part I heard was real, but like also it's like, you know, someone else tells you that.
Sure.
So
Squimshy.
And then you say it.
Has like eight arms real. And two tentacles.
Two arms, eight legs.
Squimshy says,
"We're gonna discover that this squid is like a little meat puppet that he's made in the corner, and has two arms and eight legs."
Not gonna lie, it did cross my mind at one point.
Oh no! He's been making it out of chicken parts that we get for dinner.
Nevertheless, you have secured a meeting with Roy and Squimshy to see if you can get some ink.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that it?
And now say thank you to Roy.
I was just going to add, I can tell that you're about to say, and that's where we're going to...
Well, no, if you want to do something, you can...
No, I can say it afterwards.
After the show's over?
That might be the perfect time to say whatever he's about to say.
Anyone notice that nobody got inspiration in the past two episodes?
It's because we haven't been very funny.
That's not true.
Yeah.
If we were better at Dungeons & Dragons.
And on that note, it's been great. Thanks so much for joining us today.
And thank you for listening and watching or something.
This has been Calvin Piper and us.
And his two arms.
That's right. He is the DM now, so he can do that.
This has been Calvin Piper and us.
Calvin Piper and us. That's what I should have named this podcast.
Should have been
this podcast name.
I'll put it down.
Until... next time, we'll leave it at that, with the next phase of this saga being you guys meeting Squimshy, the intelligent squid. We'll see what happens. You're getting closer.
Hold on, don't end yet.
Don't know what's going on, but I'm here for the energy. until we reach that point, thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching.
I'm trying to get one for next week.
For next week?
Yeah.
Just power through. Inspiration. Just get us to the end of the episode.
No more at a time.
No! It has to be this one.
Will. Thank you all so much for playing.
Stall for time.
Thank you all so much for watching and listening. This is
Calvin,
the Wild
Bus. No, mutiny.
Calvin,
I declare mutiny.
Calvin, why don't you tell us about Star Wars and your favorite Star Wars mythologies?
Good night, everybody.
Later.
There's no 20s on these.
Night, sweet baby.
It's the 19-sided die. Oh,
Jesus.
I got a 19-sided die. What's going on here?
No joke. I still have gotten none.
I want to see that. I want to see all those ticks.
What's the freaking deal with these dice?
You got one?
They don't
got
no 20s on them. I probably rolled 100 dice.
You've been rolling dice for a long time over there.
And got 120?
Yeah, say shit, Calvin, because that's coming out next week, right out of your face.
Whenever he needs it.
Shit's coming out of my face.
That's what it's coming right out of his face.
Zach, just so you know, very early in episode 2, I said, that's my girl, and Drew looked at your shirt and instantly made a face that Michelle goes, oh my god, you're squilly and fancy, son.
Yeah,
and that was the next 20 minutes.
No,
that's
I said he was handsome Squidward.
Handsome Squidward. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's squilly not squilly fancy.
Fancy. Which I then looked up and started trying to make the face really hard. And so Will said, I think he's about to die.
I'm sorry, Calvin. We tried.
That was awesome.
I'm not sorry.
We didn't try good, but we tried.
Whoa!
I can't be allowed to roll.
We tried hard.
Question: all right, I've never rolled a zero before.
Yeah, but not. Hello again. Hey, it's me, Calvin, and before you leave, I wanted to thank you for listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. I really hope you have as much fun listening as we do making this for you. We release new episodes each Monday, so be sure to check them out on whatever podcast platform you use. Hey, you know those moments in the show where we do things but you can't see them and you really wish you could? Well, do we have the channel for you. Check out our YouTube and you can watch all the gang in action. And we've got socials too. Just search the Wild Magic School Bus and be sure to hit that follow button. Or the subscribe button. Or whatever button they have nowadays. It's really hard to keep track. Now, we are a podcast, so we're pretty much obligated to have a Patreon. If you want, you can support the show there. You can find ad-free, early access episodes, and more. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
What if they were alternative wizards?
Yeah.
So they were like
the music.
like what?
Yeah, yeah, anime wizards.
I heard something different.
Ewu, those wizards.
Whisper what?
No. You know how many guilds in Guild Wars 2 use the tag Ewu? It's just a bunch of neckbeard bitches.
Everybody, give us your best.
I could have lived 1,000 years without hearing Will Rice say ooh ooh out loud. In front of me.
No, the first you sounds different than the last you.
Ooh. It's you. Ooh.
I'm 31 and I don't know what it means.
Every second of that.
Anything. It's just you're giving so it exactly much. The meaning it needs.
Do it again.
No.
One more time.
No, this is what Drew's child is going to be.
You
I've got
to
hold a whole bunch of this room.
Maybe we should see if Snap wants to hear that at work tomorrow.
Stop I'll fucking say to his face. I give shit less. That's the worst thing Snap
I'll oo-woo right in front of that guy.
All over
y'all need to stop because you're approaching bullying, and I need it to
bullying
cease.
Bullying who?
I don't know, but I can feel it.
We're bullying the character that Will just made up when he said oo-woo earlier.
I just searched for... Nope, never mind. So I searched Uwu, and the first thing that pops up is...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.